Senator Al Simpson, before the January UN deadline for Iraq to get out of Kuwait, Ted Kennedy said we should stick with sanctions. Let's see if he still feels that way when we face off in just a moment. Ted, the war has been fought and won with honor and pride. Tens of thousands of Kuwait citizens brutally held captive by Saddam Hussein are once again free. During Congress's debate to authorize force as necessary, you supported keeping economic sanctions in place. You said here on Face Off that U.S. casualties could be, and I quote, massive, tens of thousands. President Bush is too macho and impatient to let sanctions work, unquote. Those were pretty heavy words, Ted. If you Democrats were in charge, we'd still be sitting on our rumps off the border of Kuwait probably for years, waiting for sanctions to work while the people of Kuwait were tortured and brutalized off the face of the earth by Saddam. And you still think sanctions were the way to go? Wow.
Al, you're hardly the one to talk. I'm surprised you even dare bring up the past. You yourself took that notorious junket to Iraq last spring. You snuggled up to Saddam in a high-level meeting. He had you eating out of his hand. You told him his biggest difficulty was a PR problem, his poor relations with the Western media. Imagine the message that sent Saddam. You came back to the Senate aisle and kept acting like the voice of Iraq. Only a week before the invasion of Kuwait, there was old Gullible Al voting no on tough U.S. trade sanctions against Saddam's regime. All of us are relieved that the war is over, that our forces performed courageously and well, and that our casualties were so low. One thing's clear, though, we'll never know for sure if sanctions might have worked. The country was deeply divided about going to war prematurely, Al, and so was the Congress. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next with a St. Patrick's Day message. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.